you spoke about ecosystem and two partnerships that IBM signed globally really fancy me, which are the IBM Apple relationship and the IBM Twitter relationship. Now, while we hear on a global level how the partnership is really panning out and what you're doing in terms of the product, why don't you contextualize it for us for India? How is IBM Apple shaping out? How is the IBM Twitter relationship shaping out?
Yeah, sure. So I'll give you an example of the IBM Twitter relationship early days, and because this caught the imagination of my employee team. So back in February, March, we had the Cricket World Cup, and the team was looking at how do you make cricket more interactive. This is not it's work and passion, right? Hobby and work for people here. So as they looked at that, this was about roughly 40, 45 days before, before the World Cup, a short period of time. And we had people from our labs, from our research, from our marketing team, and from our services team, come together. And they said, you know what? Let's use SoftLayer. Let's use Bluemix. Let's use Cloudant. Let's use Twitter, and work with our partner Twitter and some of our analytics products. And let's build this capability, and we called it Score with Data. And Score with Data was used by the television, in fact, anchors and broadcasters. And it was then an audience mechanism for seeing what was going to happen. So it was insightful analytics, real-time getting, feeds on Twitter. And the amplification we saw, in fact, it peaked during the India-Pakistan match, as you might expect, right? So this was, and what it did was, in a way, this was a very innovative, using leading-edge technologies as well as a partnership to bring about. But what it did is it now sort of lays out the art of the possible for a lot of our
Absolutely.
CMOs who are looking at how can I use Twitter and the IBM platforms together for me to, if I'm running a campaign, if I'm trying to get insights, we're able to have a set of very specific conversations that drive value to different businesses.
Interesting.
And Apple, similar, we do development for our Apple applications right here in India. And so when you look at it, so it's working with some very specific clients and enterprise applications and making them mobile for an Apple environment. There are fewer clients, but the clients that are interested are, very much now focused on how do I take this and really sort of change the way we work. And so some very early work going on, but a lot of work going on in terms of development, supporting the rest of our global clients over here.
Interesting. Sometimes when I think about the IBM Apple relationship, I think it's like love baby. all of a sudden, Apple's become the fancy. But what it also lends me to think that if you would go back to a lot of these deals, the entire enterprise mobility EMM deals, Samsung would sort of come in and other players would come in very aggressively with their enterprise sales team, trying to do a lot of discounting. And of course, Apple, on the other hand, never had any amount of enterprise sales. Now, with the tie-up with IBM, you've got the entire enterprise sales, you would connect with the CIOs, and of course, you help sort of Apple, overcome that connect. But I think the question for you really is that would you actually go out and put this deal, let's say, in a situation where there are 10,000, 100,000 devices being bought, and in this case, probably it's an Apple device? Would you put it on your GFS, which is a global financing? And yeah, you would.
So we recently, if I give all of our sales client-facing teams iPads, and they have a ton of our corporate applications available on the iPad. So as they're going and seeing their clients, they're able to share with them, here's something we have, here's a proof of concept we have built. So in many ways, the fact that I have an enterprise sales team out there in the market, as we do across the world now, that can leverage it, use it, build capability. So today it's very much a show and tell world,
Show and tell world,
right?
absolutely.
And with the tools we have. So in some ways, we're sort of representing what we are offering our clients because our teams are leveraging it today. And every day, by the way, our teams are finding I can do more with this. Mm-hmm. And as we download more applications. So, you know, again, in any of these areas, enterprise mobility always has a business case around
sure.
it.
And it
so
should.
It's really about, it's more than, and then when we look at capabilities that we have for device management, you know, things, Mass 360, FiberLink, some of the acquisitions we made, those are all loaded in our own devices. So if you as a corporation have a view of bring your own device, or you have a as a corporation are providing devices, there are other ways to secure it. Because as an enterprise, you're going to, you know, you want to secure your data that's now all, you know, in people's iPads or other, you know, other mobile devices. So lots of solution capabilities, point solutions, as well as the art of the possible on how you can really change the way a sales force works.
Right. It's interesting you say that, and I think but a weak link in my head that really shines out is look, you've got IBM Verse, you've got the software acquisition, you've got Mastery 60, and you've got Apple there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if four of these forces were to be combined together and offered to as a solution, that really has a lot of potential and importance for the customer, because think about it, they would actually want local hosting, an email solution, which is intelligent, by the way, on Apple devices, okay, and of course, which is secure.
Absolutely.
Which I think probably is something that the IBM Salesforce and internal teams are still getting their head around. I think that's still a weak
link. We recently launched Verse. We'll have our SoftLayer pod in country, yeah. you know, in the next quarter. And we're, you know, doing a lot of the work. So it's a lot of things coming together.
Yep.
But it doesn't stop us from, because we can show the clients every one of these things.
Absolutely.
Yep. And they're certainly coming together sometimes faster than the clients can build their business cases and get
sure.
them approved,
sure.
which we continue to help them with as well. So it's no longer about just it's also a journey.
Yep.
Because as clients look at the whole digital journey and what it is, no one today is going to go with the big bang approach of I'm going to do everything at once.
Absolutely.
So it's looking at their landscape and how do they adopt and how do they consume, how do they realize value for their stakeholders so that they can go to the CFO with the next piece of, you know,
cross their fingers and
yes.
see how get the budgets,
yes.
right? Okay, in conclusion, I know we're short on time. Three things you plan to do in the remainder of 2015.
Oh, I wish there were just three things. It is very much sticking with our own, you know, as we look at, it's about getting the message out in the right way to our clients about the capabilities. You
right.
know, I've been with this company over 27 years, and I can honestly say it's, you know, it's like a kid in a candy store. We've never had a portfolio as rich as we do today.
Wonderful.
That addresses, you know, the breadth of the audience that we can. So for us, it's about getting the message out and getting the message out in the client's language. So that is a huge priority, continues to be a big priority. Second, as we see things really speed up, markets impatience, you know, clients impatience wanting to get things, it is getting things done with, you know, a level of agility, quick proposals, quick wins, and so the clients can see that, because in many cases, you know, the clients themselves are going through this transition mm-hmm. and transformation. So that becomes important. And third, we as a company have always, you know, invested in educating the marketplace as well as taking the marketplace with us. So this is about getting our partners along, getting the ecosystem along. And when you look at areas like smart cities, you know, getting the state and the local governments and the urban bodies along. So it's also a level of work in the broader constituency, because transformation is never in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do it in the broader context. So I would say maybe those three things.
Very nicely put. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
And thanks once again for your time.
My pleasure.
Thanks everybody for watching. I hope you found value. If there's any questions that you might have, please shoot me an email and I'll respond very quickly. Mm-hmm. Thanks again.